be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. If there's any command of our Lord that is likely to make us neurotic, this is it. To be perfect, as our heavenly Father is perfect. Really, Lord? So, of course, I want to preach about it and ask you to seek it. Perfection. But before you tune me out, I understand your objection. You know, I've met people who think they're perfect as well, and I'm not interested either. I'm just saying, the Lord said it, let's think about it. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. There once was a perfect man, perfect woman. They met each other at a perfect party. They dated for 2 perfect years. They had the perfect wedding and the perfect honeymoon, perfect jobs, and a perfect lawn. One day, the perfect man and the perfect woman were driving in their perfect car, and they saw Bigfoot by the side of the road. Being the perfect people they were, they picked him up. As the perfect man and the perfect woman were driving with Bigfoot, however, somehow the car crashed, and only one person walked away unscathed. Who wasn't hurt? The perfect woman, of course, because the perfect man and Bigfoot don't exist. And some of you are saying, what a silly story, Father. Of course Bigfoot exists. Perhaps. But the perfect woman certainly exists. She even has a name. We call her Mary. Now, before you tune me out, I understand your objection. You know, I'm not the mother of God either, praise God. And God chose her, not me, to be his perfect lady. I'm just saying, Jesus said it, let's think about it, be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect. Yes, we believe that by a special favor of the Father, Mary was conceived in her mother without original sin. We believe that she did not sin throughout her whole life. We believe that she was assumed as a sinless woman, body and soul, into heaven. That is, we believe Mary was perfect and is perfect and dwells perfectly in God's presence. And this can seem impossible for us. But my friends, we don't believe that Mary sat or sits in an untouchable ivory tower. No, we know that she stood beneath a blood-red cross and experienced the anguish of her son's suffering that pierced her heart as surely as the lance pierced his. That is, we know that Mary meant what she said at the beginning of her journey as God's mother. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Even to becoming the mother of a condemned and hated man in a very imperfect world. And we know that Mary's perfection consists not in an otherworldly immaculateness, but in being perfectly conformed to Christ, even in his passion, praying with him as he did, Father, forgive them for what they've done. Of course, Mary follows her son Jesus, who is true God and true man, true perfect God and true perfect man. Now, before you tune me out, I understand your objection. You know, I'm clearly not the Son of God either, praise God. And God sent his beloved Son, not me, as Savior and perfect model of salvation. I'm just saying, the Lord said it, let's think about it. Be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect. Jesus fulfilled the law and walked on water. He healed the sick and enlightened the blind. Perfect was everything that he did, and everything he did was just right. And this can seem impossible for us. But then came the day of his undoing. He was arrested and beaten. He offered no resistance as he was struck on his right cheek and then on his other, on his left. After they took his garments and divided them, he handed over the cloak of his humanity to be crucified as well. They asked him to carry his cross to Calvary, but he carried it a second mile. In fact, all the miles of the world to reveal God's love. And thus we know that Jesus meant what he said at the beginning of his agony, "Not my will, but thy will be done, Father," even when it meant walking up a barren hill, tortured by imperfect men. And we know that Jesus' perfection consists not merely in his works of power, but in being perfectly conformed to his Father's will, so as to save our souls through the forgiveness of our sins. But of course, Christ was following the perfect will of his Father, God Almighty. Now, before you tune me out, I understand your objection. You know, I'm not the all-powerful, all-knowing God either. After all, I look nothing like Morgan Freeman. I'm just saying, the Lord said it, let's think about it, be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. The Father is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in kindness. He makes his sun rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. And he removes our sins as far as the east is from the west. And this can seem impossible to us. But he came down in his Son. And it was fitting that the Father, for whom and through whom all things exist, in bringing many of his children to glory, should make the leader to their salvation perfect through suffering. And so he gave up his Son to the forces of evil so that we might have life. And he never ceases to pour his Holy Spirit into our hearts that we might be his temples. Thus we know that he meant when he said, when he put a bow in the sky and promised after the flood, "Never again will I destroy what I have begun," even when it meant that he would lose his Son. And we know that the Father's perfection consists not in an otherworldliness, but in mercy. And his will is to raise many to the perfection of his love. Now, my brothers and sisters, we are called to follow this rule. Be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. But before you tune me out, I understand your objection. You know, I also am a stubborn beast of burden, and perfection isn't yet my thing, but God loves me despite it. I'm just saying, the Lord said it. Let's think about it. Be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. In the old law, it was written in the book of Exodus, when you come upon your enemy's ox or your enemy's donkey going astray, you must see to it that it is returned. For the Father loves us, imperfect donkeys that we are, and he wants to help us get home. And Mary and Jesus assist in this always, interceding that we may return to the place of mercy and love where we ought to stay. And this, my friends, is our perfection, not to walk without fault, but to receive and give mercy and love. And though it seems impossible at times to make such a journey, in fact, it is not. We have only to follow in step with our mother and brother and God. For Mary comes to her Son each and every day and pleads with him eagerly, "Save those who are astray." And Jesus, our brother, enters the Holy Holies at his Father's right side and says, "Father, have mercy because of the wounds that are mine." Thus the Father continues to make his Son shine upon you and on me, so that our blindness of heart may be healed and by faith we may see. So, my friends, might we not also kneel and pray and ask the mercy of God on all the donkeys who go astray, and thus be made perfect like the Father, following his heavenly way.